Our first news stories include the official launch of the Go-Go Hares and historic England warn it will fight the Anglia Square development. But first, an ex-policeman turned fraudster has been ordered to pay back £200,000.
Ben Staff was jailed in January 2017 for frauds totalling £1 million, which he carried out across Norfolk's building trade from 2009 to 2014. Staff used money intended for his business accounts to fund his own lavish lifestyle and conned creditors into thinking he had no money to pay them. The 37-year-old from Lucas Court, Thorpe St Andrews, used the cash for cars and holidays, renovated his home and paid for his wedding. But at a Proceeds of Crime Act hearing at Norwich Crown Court, David Wilson, for the prosecution, said all sides had reached an agreement about how much Staff would pay back. Just under £200,000 will be confiscated, funded by the sale of three houses.
Firefighters can now call on a drone to help them tackle fires, floods and searches in Norfolk. The drone, along with a new mobile command centre, which have cost about £250,000, will be used by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service to deal with a wide range of work. As well as filming footage from the air, the drones have thermal imaging, which can be used to check for fire hotspots and help make sure firefighters are focused on the right spots to douse flames. The drone will be based at Wyndham Fire Station. A team of seven pilots have had months of training. It is part of a joint project with Norfolk Police, which already has a drone. Fire and police drone pilots have been trained together. They also fly under a shared registration with the Civil Aviation Authority, and they will be able to share drones when needed.
More than 130 jobs are at risk after a Norfolk retailer became the latest to announce plans to close stores due to a slump in sales. Mattress Man is to close 14 of its stores across the UK, including its Ipswich branch, as it retreats back into East Anglia and the Midlands following a period of expansion. However, its shops in Norwich, North Walsham, Lowestoft, Dereham, Thetford and March will all remain open as part of the company voluntary arrangement, CVA. A CVA is a restructuring process which allows a company to get rid of loss-making stores and reduce rents to enable it to carry on trading. The process, which will reduce the rents of some surviving stores by up to 25%, is being overseen by insolvency specialists McTeer Williams and Wood, who will put the proposal to creditors to vote on. The company will continue to trade and has said all outstanding orders should be fulfilled, but where it is not possible, customers will receive their money back. Mattress Man said it thanked every employee for their service and dedication before and during the difficult times.
After years of preparation, the Go-Go Hares have finally been released to the public at an official Riverside launch. Celebrities, artists and members of the community arrived bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the sunset reveal of the Go-Go Hares 2018. Each metre-high hare was draped in gold silk ahead of the red carpet event. The artists, as well as spectators, waited in anticipation to see what each hand-painted hare looked like. Norwich-based dance group The Garage stole the show with their perfectly choreographed dance to the official Go-Go Hare track, Hoppy, ahead of the unveiling. After a dramatic 10-second countdown, the gold silk was whipped off each of the hares and blue, white and red confetti shot into the sky. All the money raised from the Go-Go Hares trial will be donated to children's charity Break, and will be used to support their programmes and housing group facilities.
Hundreds of people say they have been put off using Norfolk's recycling centres because of new charges, a poll has revealed. Figures show that 35,866 fewer people visited the county's tips in April this year compared to the same month in 2017. Meanwhile, fly tipping increased by 24% in the same period, from 930 incidents in April 2017 to 1,158 in April 2018. It comes as Norfolk County Council brought in charges on April 1st. The authority removed a concession which allowed people to leave one item or up to 80 litres of DIY waste at its recycling centres for no charge.
It has been a flying success that has put Great Yarmouth firmly on the map. That is the message from the delighted organisers of the first Great Yarmouth Air Show, which saw 180,000 people flock to the resort. The town's seafront was packed as people lined the promenade and set up home on the Golden Miles beach to enjoy a wide range of eye-catching and gravity-defying aerial displays. The stars of the show's 2 days were the Red Arrows team, who thrilled the bumper crowds. Other displays included the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, Wing Walkers, the Blades and Wildcats acrobatic stunt teams, and a Catalina and the Great War team. The two-day event was organised by the Greater Yarmouth Tourism and Business Improvement Area and saw businesses in the borough fund it through a levy. David Marsh, one of the senior air show organisers and business area improvement directors, said he was over the moon with how the event came together.
A body which protects the historic environment has warned it will fight to see a Norwich planning bid taken over by the government if approval looks likely. Historic England has said if Norwich City Council recommends the Anglia Square development for approval, it will seek for it to be called in by the Secretary of State, a process where the government takes on the decision rather than the local authority. The revamp of Anglia Square would see 1,200 new homes built, along with a new leisure quarter, 200-bed hotel, car park, replacement cinema and 25-storey tower block. It has proved divisive, while some, including the New Anglia LEP, have welcomed a new chapter for the area. Others, including civic watchdog the Norwich Society, have criticised the plans, and in particular, the tower. Historic England confirmed it had advised the City Council that it would seek for the application to be called in if necessary. The news was welcomed by the Norwich Society, which has held public meetings over the plans. Paul Burrell, its vice-chairman, said, "It's a really good move. It almost certainly means we will end up with a public inquiry. If it is refused, the developer would likely appeal. So one way or another, it sounds as though it will be a drawn-out process which will be properly scrutinised."
A Norfolk brewery has struck a deal to get its beer onto the shelves of a premium UK grocer. Woodford's is brewing an own-label lager for Marks & Spencer, which is now available in stores nationwide. The product is being supplied by independent beer retailer Real Ale, a supplier to M&S for more than 11 years, which fines small producers for its own-label products. The 5% ABV lager, Woodford's first lager product, was developed by head brewer Neil Bain, and is being sold as part of a Real Ale own label collection, with two other craft beers and a cider. The Wood Bastwick Brewery already produces the M&S own label beer, Norfolk Bitter. James Hughes, Woodford's chief executive, said, "M&S have a long-standing commitment to using smaller breweries to bring their customers innovative and progressive flavours and styles. And this collaboration is further testament to that."